Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything Is Tyne podcast. My name is Jeremy.
My name is Ruby.
And today we're doing like a fun end of year recap episode.
You can tell we put a lot of thought into it by the title and Jeremy's description. That's him pitching to like a company to be like, here, you should hire us for your podcast section. This is our idea.
That was actually the title and the description.
Right.
They're the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very on brand for us. If you've been listening to us for the whole year, you know that that's very on brand for us.
Very, very much so. But I guess what we wanted to talk about is just some thoughts about the podcast over the last year, or a little less than a year. We started filming a year ago, but I think our first episode came out in February.
Right. We started filming like first week of January, but we didn't get out till February.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for a year, and then maybe talk about some of our favorite and least favorite movies and
favorite, least favorite moments.
Yeah. Like yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun. So I think maybe we could start with favorite, least favorite movies, because that's the segment I think we have the most planned for.
Right.
So what's your third favorite movie from this year?
Oh, my third favorite movie is The Velocipaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? What were your favorite parts about it?
Utterly hilarious. It was like the audacity of the, well, I don't know who made that movie because I didn't really look at the credits.
A theater troupe in their backyard.
Right. But it was just utter nonsense. But they knew they were nonsense, and I appreciated that about them. They didn't even go to the trouble to really understand what how subtitles worked or how, like, a velociraptor is different than a T-Rex. And China's different than a backyard in West Virginia. And, you know, I appreciated that. So
they had some great lines. China is East is one of the iconic
right,
lines.
Right, and the other one, like, what is the other iconic one?
I'm a hooker doctor lawyer.
No, there's another one. It's like, I don't know much about... Wait, what is it?
I don't know much about... I don't know much about dinosaurs. I don't know much about...
No. It's like, I don't know much about God. And he's like, I don't know much about dinosaurs. I feel like that's not the line. It's
close.
Something like that. It's great.
Yeah.
That was my third favorite.
Interesting. We watched that one pretty early on, too.
That was the first movie we ever reviewed.
Oh, because the first episode was just like us talking about movies, mm-hmm. which I guess we could include, but we don't need to. Okay, so Velocipaster is your number three. Interesting.
And yours?
Is this going to be sacrilege? I think my number three is Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Really?
I think so. And I think it's only number three because we did a rewatch of the prequel, It, in the sequel again, and it tainted it slightly for me.
Did it? It didn't taint the original for me. If you watch the original on its own, it's still the most utterly bizarre thing to ever exist. Once I saw, okay, now what did taint it was the stupid puppet hands, whatever.
Manos, The Hands of Felt.
Yeah, that was bad. Don't watch that.
But yeah, I don't know. Is Manos, I guess if we're doing them both, like, is Manos, The Hands of Fate somewhere in your 3-1?
It's second.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Manos, look at that.
The Hands of Fate is second.
So we can knock two out in one go here. It's just the most, I don't know how it was filmed, but I do know how it was filmed because I watched a documentary on how it was filmed.
Did you?
I did. It seems like it was complete chaos. No one knew what was happening. The dad in it is the director of the film.
That's a yikes.
The dad who... Where's my child? I'll stand on my porch and not look for them, but just say Debbie's name. That man, who also has no real plot, like character arc in the movie, really, other than just being there.
None of them have character arcs.
Debbie has quite the arc.
She does not. She has no arc at all. Everybody was so one-dimensional in that movie, but it just somehow worked. It felt like a... I don't even know what it felt like. I can't describe Manos, The Hands of Fate. It's something you have to see for yourself. Because it has like an eerie feel. Like the music. Okay, the soundtrack is everything. Like I would buy that soundtrack if I found it at the store because it was great.
It might just be one song on loop.
It's amazing. I love it. But the movie was just so strange.
It was. I will say, in terms of characters, like we always have like recurring characters that are our favorites. The Master is one of my favorite characters because he's at 140% all the time in his hand snuggie. Just doing the most.
It is.
And do you think he carries the movie?
I feel like Torgo would still carry the movie. If those two characters were gone, then maybe not. But honestly, I would watch a whole movie about Torgo. I would be fine with that.
Well, you have one. Isn't the...
But not the prequel? OG Torgo. The OG Torgo is everything. But no, those two carry the movie.
Yeah. That's true. Also, has one of the longest driving sequences I think we've seen.
It's like, it was doing TikTok POVs before it was a thing. It's like it took a bunch of compilations of POVs that no one thought of and put it into a movie, and it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. But also it did, because it's kind of everything. But it was great, and that's why it's my second favorite.
Yeah.
What's your second favorite?
Well, I think, should we give them kind of, it's like I mean, I guess it's a recap. They know what it's about. Because
yeah. Go listen to the episode if you don't know what it's about.
I don't know which episode it is at this point.
We describe it.
Maybe I should check the title if we're going to allude to where we're going to. Oh my gosh. What episode do you think it is? Wait. What episode do you think it is?
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
It's one of my favorite titles of ours.
See, my mind's going to the Ice Cream Bunny title.
It's not.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
I'm letting you guess. Hence the pause.
What is the theme of the episode?
If I tell you okay, you'll instantly know it if I tell you, like, the first sentence. Do you care?
Okay, go ahead.
In this episode, Ruby and Jeremy discuss the recent Texas winter disaster.
Frost, you have the chance of felt?
No.
Really?
That was much later.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What is it? Dude, Cancun?
No.
Ted Cruz,
calling. I couldn't remember Cancun.
That's the one he talked about?
That's, oh, yeah. It was, that's... To which
I guess I did not instantly know that, but interesting.
To which we say, Becky with the good hair, nah, Beyonce, you should care more about Stud in the snazzy snuggie.
Mm, right.
Which I stand by.
Yes, he's everything.
Yeah.
Go listen to that one. Yeah. Definitely. Go watch the movie also. It's everything.
I think about that episode's probably chaotic because I remember we were mad.
We were mad the first couple of episodes. I'm not going to lie. The first part of 2020 was rough. 2020. Yeah. The first part of 2021 was rough. And we were mad the first couple of episodes.
Well, that one too. Fair.
So what's your second favorite?
My second favorite, and it's because she's become one of my favorite characters.
No, I knew you were going to put this
Is Elvira.
Really? I didn't think the movie was that great. I honestly think that her commentaries I liked more than her
movie. Oh, I love that movie. It has one of my favorite scenes
of any movie. The picnic one?
The what?
The picnic one.
That is hysterical, but no. One of my favorite moments that I need a gif of is at the very beginning, the inheritance, you know, she's going back to her hometown to reap this inheritance from somebody.
Oh, the game show
the
scene?
The game show scene.
Oh my gosh, they're reading the will and then it just turns into a game show.
It's demented, but it's everything. It's one of my favorites. I'm probably also biased just because she's become one of my favorite characters. I did go back and rewatch the movie and I appreciated it a lot. Also, I will say that is the prime example. Also, probably we'll get to, or I think our number one might be the same.
Maybe.
I think it might be. But this number two for me is a prime example of, if this movie did not have this character, garbage. Utter trash. But since she's there, it's so fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like that goes for our number one pick also.
It does. So you weren't a huge fan of the Elvira movie. Interesting. Well, I remember you liked it.
I liked it, but mm-hmm. I found her commentary on other movies maybe funnier.
Interesting.
It's
an iconic. It has one of my favorite lines, where her love interest, quote unquote, is fixing a sign on top of that movie theater.
I thought she was fixing the sign.
No, in those heels and that outfit. No,
no. I don't remember.
No, he was fixing the sign and he dropped a letter on her head.
I remember that. I remember this line.
And he goes, "How's your head?"
Yeah.
And hers is, "I haven't had any complaints," which I've heard referenced in life, but now I know where it comes from. Yeah.
Interesting. Elvira, which movie was that? Which episode was that?
This is also an episode.
Oh, thank you. This is also an episode.
This is also an episode that I highly recommend people go and listen to because it's one of, I know it's one of our favorites. That was in Sarcasm's A Hurricane, I'm a Tree.
Really?
Is the Elvira. Yeah, review. Which the last line of our description is, we all know that Elvira would trust Peppa Pig with the nuclear codes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but she's great. She's my second favorite character that we've ever had. But I think our number one might be the same.
Yeah, okay.
So, but the question is, which one did you choose for number one?
I think you know which one I chose.
Yeah, I did. I do. Go for it.
So my first favorite is Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs. Because like it's just okay, like
it's my number one
not
too.
Much of a movie,
no,
but like okay, the the experience of watching the first Dr. Goldfed movie, where it's not really a normal movie, but it is. It still has a plot. It's like a... Is he a scientist? What is he? He's not a scientist. He's also an evil villain.
He's like just a villain who's creating...
A creative villain.
Well, the first movie he's creating, I think, women to go after people's fortunes?
No, to seduce rich, wealthy men.
Right.
And so, like, that's what he... Okay, so maybe that's a semi-okay plot. And it, like, is done well and it's funny. But then, the 0 to 100 that is the synopsis of the first movie to the second movie. Because then I saw the second one. I told Jeremy, I was like, the synopsis is literally... Wait, I need to read this for people. I need you to have the understanding of what the synopsis was when I read it on Amazon Prime right after we watched the first movie. Whose synopsis was, like, having women seduce.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, oh, Jeremy, they have another one, Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs, which is the synopsis, right?
Uh-huh.
The evil Dr. Goldfoot plots to rule the world by creating female robots for his nefarious purpose. His aim, to set off a climactic war between the U.S. and Russia by eliminating the top two generals of NATO countries, which, by the way, happens in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. That's the first 30% of the movie.
The rest of it is utter nonsense. Like Tom and Jerry-esque type stuff. But I think it's because he does everything at like 110%. It's just funny.
Yeah, it's...
There's so many scenes.
I think one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
The Roomba scene.
Is the Roomba scene with
it's so funny. Because it makes no sense. Because they pan to him like in a submarine. But then also
It's like the members of NATO have met and he's trying to spy on them.
And he's like in a trash can, but then all of a sudden he's like going across the room in like a Roomba. It's really strange. It's like, how is he doing this? Also, his remote has powers that just baffle me.
Well, yeah, the remote had powers the first time around. And the second time, I guess he got an upgrade to the remote.
Right.
It could do more things.
The amount of stuff he like cosplay as in this movie was just so many people.
Question. Is we the Chinese in the second movie or the
second
first movie?
It's the second movie. Because remember, he was trying to take over NATO and then he tries to take over Russia with the Chinese.
Right.
And he's like standing in between them and it just like pans out. It's such an utterly dumb movie. If I would suggest you watch this one, but watch the first one first. Yeah.
If you don't like the first one, you will not like the second one.
No.
Yeah, that's true. That's my number one also because... I almost want to lump the two movies together, but I can't do that.
Because they have nothing to do with each other. I want to rewatch the second one because I still don't really know. It's like one of those movies where you watch it and you really don't know what happened.
Well, it was like, okay, he defeats NATO or doesn't defeat NATO?
He doesn't. But at the end, he ends up as like a general in Russia.
Well, because...
So it makes no sense.
Well, because there somehow ends up with like a plane or something in the side with a bomb. And then he jumps out of the plane with an umbrella and he manages to land safely in Siberia and befriends the Russian government to then become a general. And that's just like a bit of the movie.
But then he also has like another NATO general who looks exactly like him with an eye patch, just captive.
Oh, this movie also has one of my favorite scenes ever where he's trying to... Well, it's a whole sequence, right? Where he's trying to elude, I think, the police or something. And he thinks that the best way to do this is to hide in a girls' school and dress up as a nun.
It was just the most... It was insane. It was like 0 to 100. The scene was like them going to the school and then he just is a nun.
And then he's like on stilts and then they don't think it's him because he's clearly too tall, even though he doesn't have a disguise.
Right.
It's just a lot.
It's so funny. If you don't like his character in the first one, though, you're not going to like it in the second one at all. Because it's like... They just took his character and made a movie around it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is everything.
And I read into the movie some. It's like the first movie was actually like supposed to be the movie. And the second movie was, this is filmed in Italy. So he kind of, there's a clear, you know, that comedic duo. And I use comedic duo loosely. Like the Tom and Jerry run around.
Mm-hmm, the cops or whatever.
They don't speak English. They only speak Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently their humor made a lot more sense for people that watched the movie in Italy.
Oh, because it was utter nonsense when you watched the movie. It was like, what is happening?
I don't know what was happening. But then, like, imagine... I feel bad for Vincent Price in some regard, because if you read about it, he also was totally embarrassed by this movie.
Really?
And, like, went and saw the movie, saw it in, like, the back of a theater with his head down and was totally embarrassed. Which, if you think about it, Vincent Price is, like, a serious actor or, like, a character actor. So then to be put in this monstrosity, I imagine it was just like...
But even he read the script, though.
That's what I don't understand.
That's the thing. You read the... You literally... All you had to do is read the summary, the synopsis, to be like...
When they put you in the eye patch and they told you to talk to yourself, you should have had a little bit of a clue that this is going to go poorly, which is also a great scene.
Where but he, it was icon. I'm so glad he did it. Obviously, this would not have been a good movie if it wasn't for Vincent Price.
No, this is the other movie I was referencing where it's like, if this character were not in this movie, it would be
trash. It'd be so bad. Interesting. Are there any like honorable mention scenes from anything we've watched the whole year?
Like any other
anything, any of the shows, not even stuff, things we've mentioned in like podcasts, mm-hmm. anything that we've.
Well, the honorable mention, I think, for best film has to go to Skylandia.
I was going to say Willy Jamali and the Cat Cuckoo.
Same difference. No.
I don't even like the Skylandia episode. It's just the Herky lies. Scene. Oh. It's just the Herky scene.
The Herky scene is the only scene
I
need.
I will never forget it. I can be like 60 years old and I'm still going to think of the time I saw Herky in Skylandia.
Dressed as a mime.
Flying. I think it made it even better that we had a mutual friend who just was so utterly disturbed by it.
No, I think Willy Jamali and the Cat Cuckoo is... a solid honorable mention.
Right.
Or it could be top three if the criteria were changed. If they were best movie, it would probably be number one.
Yeah, definitely. But then I don't think I could put Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs up there.
No. Could you put either Dr. Goldfoot movie up there?
I would try to fit in the first one somehow.
It would be
but
hard.
But I don't even think I could. But no, yeah. I don't know.
So we agreed on our number one, which is cool. In our your in Manos, it was 3
yeah, for you. But then we just differ with Velocipaster and Elvira.
But I figured there would be something like that because all those movies are hovering near the top. Plan 9 from Outer Space is another one that I really enjoyed.
The funny thing about that one was the scaling. It was so stupid.
Or
it
the aliens where they're like, we're so much better than you. Cue to them blowing up their spaceship via
misogyny. The title of that episode.
Oh. My Solar Knight brings all the aliens to the yard.
Like that's literally the plot of the movie, but okay. It is,
yeah. I'm trying to think of other, I enjoyed Yellowbeard.
Oh, I just enjoyed John Cleese's character, the blind guy who was like,
oh my god,
taking money from people. No, people were taking money from him, but he was also those chaotic person. It was so dumb. It was just like,
I really enjoyed that film.
What is happening? I'm trying to think of like another iconic character mentioned just in randomly in the movies.
Okay, so the follow-up to Manos is trash, but the two grandmothers in it.
Oh, they're everything.
Yeah.
I would cosplay as them. They're fantastic. Yeah.
They're great. Mm.
I think Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny has to have an honorable mention, because that movie is everything.
Also, it's not a movie.
It is a movie. Don't listen to Jeremy.
No, it's...
It's a movie.
It's Santa and the Ice Cream
Bunny.
It was in
cinema.
I think it was.
It was, yeah.
Oof. Can you imagine paying like $12?
I can see that being a movie I told Jeremy, let's go watch at the movie theater. And then he's like...
No, it grew on me because of the audacity of it.
It's so funny.
It's just like someone thought this was a good idea. Those are my favorites. I'm hoping I'm not forgetting any.
No, I think I liked that one also because of we mixed it with like religious trauma, which was a very like heavy episode. Mm-hmm. So like having that mixture was almost insane because it's like instantaneously we go from like super sad religious trauma to Santa and his ice cream bunny. Is that the mascot of Cold Stone Creamery?
It can't be. There was no ice cream in the film.
I thought it was. I thought, isn't there like an ice cream place that has like a bunny?
Blue Bunny. But it's not a place, but it's like a...
I don't think that's a thing. But okay.
It is literally a brand.
No, I mean, I know it's a brand, but like, I don't think they have like shops, do they?
I don't think so. I just know the icon is like a bunny.
Interesting. Those are like our favorite movies of the year.
Now we got to go to least favorites. 3, 2, 1 in terms of like scaling for least favorite. So what's your third least favorite? Or the best of the bottom three?
They better not be any of the movies I picked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the parameters we're working under.
Oh my god.
Yeah, probably 30. Wait, no, is that my least favorite? What is my least favorite? 39 Wives probably is my third least favorite.
The wrong number.
36 Wives?
It's either 36
Husbands. Is it Wives or Husbands?
Husbands. 26 husbands?
I don't know. Something like that.
That's up there. I think that's...
That's number three for me.
Okay, that's my number
two. Because I really didn't really watch it. So it's like, okay.
That's my number two because it made... I still don't know what they were heisting against. I have no idea. Originally, I thought it was money. It's not money. It was a lot of scenes of people running. They're always running places. And I never could figure out where they were running to or why they were running. What the general plan was, what they were hoping to get out of things. The dialogue was like,
oh my gosh, nothing. The dialogue was a lot, honestly.
It was a lot, but also nothing. Yeah, that's my number two. So, your number three is my number two. Don't go watch that movie. Although, if you can watch and understand it, power to you. Because that's up there in terms of movies that I just don't understand what we watched.
Mm. Vampire's Kiss is a number two for me.
That's my number three.
What
that's,
is your third
that's
one?
That's my number three. Well, see, your three was two. And vice versa. Yeah, Vampire's Kiss is my number three.
Was not Nicolas Cage's finest moment. Really, what is Nicolas Cage? Well, probably
National Treasure. Or Moonstruck. That's literally it.
But like, that was such a depressing movie. It was sad.
I don't know what the tone was. Because it was... It was sad, but then they were clearly trying to make like a... Were they trying to make a dark comedy?
I don't know. But they hired Nicolas Cage for it, and that was not it. Maybe they hired Robert Pattinson. It would have been better.
In 1980-something?
Sorry.
An infant. Oh, no. If they had Robert Pattinson around in Pampers, it would have made everything better.
Anyway.
I think Robin Williams could have played the character.
Yeah.
Or Vincent Price.
Vincent Price. We say Vincent Price and everything is great, but that's not true, considering some of the movies we've seen with Vincent Price that we didn't like. There's been a plethora.
The Bat has tainted things.
There was The Bat, the funeral one, the one where he was like a...
Well, the funeral one he wasn't bad in, just the plot was not interesting. No. The Bat he was not good in. That was a mistake.
I didn't watch that, so I don't know.
I watched part of it.
Right. So your second one was your number this one.
My number three was this one. Your number two was this one. We switched.
Oh. What is our number one?
The movie... Oh God. So we had to exclude ones that we didn't review. Or my choice would have been the Spider movie. Oh. So I remember wanting to throw my computer at the Spider movie. The movie that I think gave me the biggest headache was High Spirits.
Yeah. I had an actual headache after that movie. Like, it made no sense. But also, no, it's like they took the climaxes of every movie ever and they put it in one movie and it made no sense.
Well, because the original plot was like, hotel is going under. That happened in the first
10 minutes.
No, I remember. We were watching and the movie and the synopsis were like, hotel is struggling and needs to find financial footing. Things ensue. Basically something like that. And it happens instantaneously. And I remember like texting Ruby or messaging Ruby and I'm like, we have an hour and a half left. How do we have an hour and a half left? Turns out there's a whole sequence of like, there's a lot of discussion also whether ghosts and humans can mate.
Right. And like one of the lines being like, I'm an American, you're a ghost, it would never work. And I'm just like, what is this movie? That's the moment I sat there and I was like, what are we watching exactly? But then at the end, it's like, everybody's like switched lovers and it's very weird. And it's like, it was not a good, I just had a headache by the
end.
It's
long also. I remember it was long.
It felt really, really long. Like so long.
It's the epitome of movies where there are 12 movies in this movie.
It's bad. Don't ever watch it.
But it's funny because...
It was in a Vampire's Kiss deluxe whatever.
I wasn't like, going... Yeah, I think we mentioned the episode when I was Wikipediaing stuff. It's like, you can get the double feature of Vampire's Kiss and High Spirits, which is a form of torture confident in. No, where I was going to go with that was... This movie wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
That was the
problem. It tried, but it wasn't funny.
Did it try? I mean, maybe they tried.
It was just too much. And I didn't really care about any of the characters. I think that was it. Like, I really cared about Vincent Price and Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bomb. Like, fair. But yeah, these... Were there any other, like, mentions of movies that were just trash? Like, Birdemic?
Oh, another contender for bottom three. Twilight.
No, oh my God. Jeremy liked Twilight.
I should have put that.
Okay, but the cinematography of Twilight, hear me out, right? Uh-huh. The cinematography of Twilight saves the whole thing.
Maybe if your eyes are closed. Maybe.
I am an artist.
Are you referring to the scenes where it's just like panorama view of sepia tones.
I'm sorry, if you have seen Twilight.
I'm sorry.
It's everything. Mm. Jeremy's just not creative.
That's, yeah. Okay, if, you know what? if me not being creative means I never have to see Kristen Stewart stare into the distance again.
Isn't
for
she
no
playing
reason?
Like Princess Diana in a movie now? She definitely is. They casted Kristen Stewart as a young Princess Diana.
I saw her in like, you know, I think it's like a Christmas movie from last year. And she was actually pretty decent.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But Twilight is not in our bottom three. It's like, not trash. Go watch trash. The Twilight series. Go
don't,
watch it.
Don't. I,
if you want like.
What? Yeah. If you want what? Yeah. What do you want if you watch it? Please do tell.
If you want, mm-hmm. you know, cinematography.
You know what? They did film things.
It was just so nice. The filters. The filter.
Uh-huh.
Is great.
Yeah. Mm. There's no a video.
Classic timeless love story.
I'm not sure that's what you want to claim for that, but
no, not really. Like the plot isn't that great. I've read the books. The books aren't that great, but I will say I like the way it was shot in some sequences.
I mean,
I don't like her acting. Her acting's not great.
I remember the baseball scene was not great. Is that the cinematography you're talking about? Where it's like, I hit a baseball, lightning crash, run, 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 run. And then weird.
I mean,
shots.
Considering we're thinking like peak filming is like Dr. Goldfoot jumping out of a plane with an umbrella.
Honestly, more believable.
Is it more believable?
I don't know.
Mm. But yeah. Those are like our favorite and least favorite movies.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any like memorable moments from just the podcast
do
in general?
You?
I recall things that were said that I can't believe were said.
Like what things?
Like I say stupid shit and I leave it in for some reason in the episodes.
I hate that I tell you to take stuff out and you leave me telling you to take stuff out and then proceed not to take it out.
That's my favorite thing to do.
It's so irritating. Oh my gosh. You had phases though throughout this year. You had
we
phases
both did.
Of jokes. Mm-hmm, I don't think so. Mr. What is it? What was it? As a Ravenclaw.
That's not gone yet. It'll
that
come
is
up
gone.
Again.
That has that was a phase for a while there, and is really
that's
irritating.
My favorite.
His Peppa phase.
I'm sorry. I recall you giving Peppa the
Peppa
nuclear
Pridges.
Codes. You gave Peppa the nuclear codes.
That was
I did not.
One episode. You brought him up in multiple episodes, and then his Herky phase.
Our Herky phase. We talked about Dr. Goldfoot. I think it went like Manos and then
Dr.
Goldfoot. JJ? No, Peppa. Then JJ. Mm-hmm. There might have been overlap between Peppa and Dr. Goldfoot. I don't remember.
Hypercanes. We were fixated on Hypercanes for a little bit there.
We were.
It was a lot.
Do you have any like favorite like lines from stuff that we've done?
You being like, what are words but invisible ink?
I knew you were going to say that.
It's so funny.
Why is it funny?
It's so funny. It's just the stupidest thing. It's like the most obvious thing, but you're making it sound like a philosopher. You're like, what are words but invisible ink?
Yeah, you know.
It's like, what? Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite things you said just on camera. It was like, oh my gosh.
Do you look back at the things you said with anxiety or like, it's in the can, it is what it is at this point?
It depends on what it is. Like, I think you take out a lot of my similes that lead to nothing.
Yeah. I try to.
Which I think is like a common thing. But there's some things in there where I was like, what in the world am I trying to say with this? I'm not sure, like, me claiming main event. What did I claim? Victoria's Secret is the main event of most.
You did.
Is really my finest moment. Or I was comparing Wii golf to putt-putt golf. I think that happened. I was like, you know, like, putt-putt.
Probably.
And you were like, what? I was like, yeah, it's the same thing.
Sharpay and Evan.
That was hilarious.
I can't believe, I feel bad.
Sharpay Evans. That was so funny. I remember that.
Oh, Wendy Wu broke my DVD player.
Because she did break my DVD player. She broke my DVD player. I think ranting about high school has been one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, yeah.
On this podcast.
Has it been therapeutic for you at all?
It has been therapeutic. Especially same. When like I've seen repercussions of that. Like some. which I don't know if they're due to that, but like they're quite close
I
to
hope
that.
So. I hope that
it happened
person,
right after that episode.
I know.
So I texted Jeremy. I was like, oh my gosh. But also I have no remorse for it.
No, I'm happy if that is the case, that person knows exactly why.
Yeah. I'm interested to see like, okay, So it's only been a year, me doing math.
Oh no, guys. She's going to claim we have 12 episodes.
Cool down. I would not be a very good anything to do with math. I feel like I'd majorly miscalculate stuff.
What was the one the other day?
I was like, we're talking about we're going to be 30 soon. I was talking about 25 is halfway to 30.
I was just like, what?
But I said it very seriously because I thought it was. Like, in my mind, this made sense, and Jeremy's over here.
No.
It was a lot. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think one thing Jeremy's learned is actually how bad I am at math. Because I feel like in high school, he didn't believe me. He's like, you're not that bad at math. And then here I am, like.
No, it's, you know, it's something.
The support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I but seriously though, I hope we do this for a long time.
And I will be interested to see how, like, each year how it changes. Because I'm sure, like, if we do this for years, let's say, like, we do this for years, like, what are we gonna be like the year that we're like 28 and we're doing the podcast? Are we gonna listen back to this year? Do you think it's gonna be the same time as kind of stuff at like 28 as it is like 24?
I don't think I'm ever not gonna find Peppa Pig with the nuclear codes funny.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, like, there are things where it's just like, this is just objectively, like...
So do you think, okay, question, right? Because another thing I've figured out is, like, I don't know if I just read your mind or, like, why we say things at the same time. Oof. How bad is that going to be by, like, 28?
I don't know.
It's just going to be, like...
It's us narrating the episode at the same time for the full thing.
He starts a sentence, I finish it, and we just go on throughout that.
Yeah. Could be. You never know. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's the episode, I guess. Anything yeah. else you want to add or subtract or?
No, I'm fine. Not a great mathematician.
Oh, no, that's not what I wasn't meaning that as shade for math.
So I was like, this is so shady, but okay.
Anything else you would like to count? No.
You no. Go ahead and do the ending, Jeremy. I don't trust myself.
For the ending, 30 divided by 2. No,
we're halfway to 30 and 25. And Jeremy's like,
it's like you doing math incorrectly and me making references to Disney Channel movies that are just wrong. That's what this is.
That's yeah. And then you find it so amusing when you're like, oh yeah, Wendy Wu and the Order of the Phoenix.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We hope you'll tune back in.
We hope you have a good day. I thought this was your...
Thank you. Thank you for ordering.
That's the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next year. Bye.